What was that last thing you said?
What?
That last part. I didn't catch it.
Well, I didn't say anything. What do you mean? I didn't. I said I'll be waiting, and then I stopped talking.
Dad.
Lloyd?
That's right. Your son. And it's Lloyd.
No. L-L-O-Y-D. I named you.
You ruined my life.
That's not true. I haven't even been a part of your life. How could I ruin it? Wasn't even there.
Baby, now we got bad luck. You know we used to be bad luck.
I've taken the Salamol to form the secret ninja force. Are you ready to risk your life for Ninjago?
Yes, I am on it.
Yes.
Yep. Maybe.
Well, Warner Brothers, you did it. You made the only good animated film of the year back in February with Lego Batman, and that is until Coco comes out. And now you possibly made one of the most boring, sorry-ass excuses for one in the same year. It's like, how do you do that? And it's got the same concept on it, too, that you made one good one, and then, like, what, literally, like, what, 8 months later, you make, like, a poor, nonsensical, lame-ass one later. I digress. Talking about the Lego Ninjago movie, or Ninjago movie. That's right, Ninjago, starring that boy Dave Franco, who plays Lloyd, or as Lloyd some people like to say. That is the lamest joke ever. I heard people, like, kind of chuckling, like, huh. I'm just kind of sitting there going, God, when is this movie in? And, you know, that's never a good thing here. But let's go ahead and give a plot synopsis. So, like I said, Dave Franco, I'm not going to lie, I didn't know who was voicing who. And I really didn't put that much attention to give a fuck to think about who was voicing who. So I literally just found out that Dave Franco was doing Lloyd. And clearly, and I go back and I'm watching the trailer here and I can hear him. I'm like, yeah, I can hear it now. But I'm not going to lie, I really wasn't paying attention to care. To say, oh my God, let me see whose voice that is. No, I just didn't care at all. To get the bottom line down to it, this movie sucked. Sucked hard, too, actually. Plot synopsis here. Dave Franco plays Lloyd. Well, first of all, we open up with Jackie Chan kind of working in like a pawn shop deal of ancient artifacts. And this kid runs in. He's playing around. He ends up breaking something. And he shows Jackie Chan this Lego he has in his hand. And then Jackie Chan kind of pulls out a ninja version of it. And then he opens up like a box. Like, this dude is collecting Lego pieces for some reason or whatever. And he opens up a box telling them about Master Wu and how he led the ninjas of Ninjago and helped defeat the evil that terrorized the city. And he tells his kid this story for about an hour and 40 minutes. That's about the length of the film. And then we open up with the world of Ninjago. And this does it, unlike the Lego Batman film, this kind of follows in the footsteps of the Lego movie itself with having that whole live-action part with the animated part here. Only except in the Lego movie, it actually made more damn sense here that with the human interaction as to compared with this movie where there was no Lego setup thing, so I don't know how the hell what that cat was destroying, but I digress and I move along here. We got Lloyd played by Dave Franco, like I said earlier, and he's the green ninja. And I'm not going to lie, I don't know who everybody else is because they didn't give anybody else a person. Hell, they didn't even give Dave Franco one. But they kind of made him the center focal here or whatever. Nobody here has a personality, so I'm not going to lie. I didn't know who was who. I knew I heard Camille Nanjiani's voice because I just saw him in The Big Sick about 2 months ago. So his voice was familiar to me right there. But I don't even remember who Michael Pena was, to be honest. And Fred Armisen, I don't even remember hearing his voice neither. But he plays Cole, Camille plays Jay, Michael Pena plays Kai, Naya plays Abby. They're all getting ready for high school. And sure enough, you know, everything's not going so great for Lloyd because, well, everybody hates him because his father is the evil villain that terrorizes the city on a daily basis. And I do mean on a daily basis. As a matter of fact, he announces that he's going to attack the city on a daily basis. As a matter of fact, he has a volcano that you can literally see on the beachfront and when he's ready to attack. It's kind of like that scene out of BVS where he says, oh, Gotham is just over the bridge there or whatever. Yeah, that's just how I saw it. Or another film, too, which I don't think Warner Brothers, I mean, maybe Warner Brothers did do this film. Great Gatsby. Every time Leonardo DiCaprio, he went to that docking bay there and he kept looking at the green light. Yeah, it was the same thing with this. You could literally see it. Which is funny because unlike Wayne Manor in, what's his name, in the Lego Batman film, you couldn't see that being on the mainland. But here you can. So, and I guess it's just meant to be that way, if you will. They end up defeating him. And then he tells him, I'm going to come back tomorrow. And I'm going to come back with a bigger machine and kill you all. Well, he does come back with a bigger machine. He kind of kicks... first, Jackie Chan's character, Master Wu. He teaches him about all of them have elements. You know, whether it's earth, ice, water, fire, and lightning. And Lloyd's character, well, he's the green ninja. So, therefore... you have green. And he's like, what's my element, though? He's like, it's not even an element. He's like, no, it's green. That's your element here. And then he teaches them all about, like, you know, I have lots of weapons. I got these the ultimate weapon. And he's like, oh, I should be able to use that. He's like, no, you're not a ninja master yet. You know, this whole movie revolves around being a ninja master. And it's funny because this whole movie, none of them knew what they were doing as ninjas. So already that kind of took me out of the movie. I'm just like, so why were they chosen then? But then even in that, though, like, they don't even tell you that. They just kind of drop you right in the middle of this. I guess you have to be a fan of the show, because I know this is a cartoon, but I'm mistaken, on Cartoon Network, where I guess it's got a couple of seasons in it. So I don't know, maybe I gotta watch that first season in order to get why they were chosen here. Other than Master Wu being Dave Franco's uncle in this film, he's brothers with the evil, what's his name, Gargamon. Garmadon, yeah, it was played by Justin Theroux. And when he comes back in a bigger, badder robot here, and he pretty much kicks all their asses. As a matter of fact, he knocks them out of play and everything. And you know, the thing about this guy, man, he is like proud of being he's so proud of being a deadbeat dad that like he rubs it in Lloyd's face. I'm calling him Lloyd now. What the hell is it? Lloyd's face here. Like, he's like butt dialing him when he's in bed and stuff, talking about, and it's coming from an unknown number too. How do you butt dial someone from an unknown number? Because I love in the trailer it says evil dad, but in the movie it says unknown. And he accidentally butt dials his son here, and he's talking about, yeah, you're not my son. He was like, I don't have it. He's like, my son was bald, small, and couldn't talk or walk or anything like that. What are you talking about? I was like, that's like 16 years ago. And then even in the sequence here when he's fighting them, he's telling them, like, you know, 16 years ago, man, it was a great noodle shop I went to. Like, he just completely just does not care about this boy at all. Until he comes up with this big robot, he ends up killing him, and he knocks out the green ninja, only for him to steal the ultimate weapon. And he uses the ultimate weapon on... I'm going to blank on this dude's name every time, Garmadon, and only for her to realize it's a laser, but what does it do? Oh, it does nothing, but then this cat comes in, and he just terrorizes the city and destroys it and whatnot, and Garmadon gets a hold of the ultimate weapon and uses it to attack the Ninjago team here. Or Ninjago ninjas, and destroys all their mech suits and stuff like that. And I was like, wow, without those mech robots, I guess they're pretty useless then. So I was like, what's so special about them then? I mean, I already kind of don't care here. He ends up taking over the city of Ninjago, and they must team back up with Master Wu to go get the ultimate weapon in the jungle on the other side of the island of Ninjago. That's your plot synopsis, basically. Damn, that sounds like the plot of Power Rangers now that I think about it. That Mighty Morphin with Ivan Ooze here. Let's see. There's a team here who fights evil. And funny enough, it's six of them, too, just like in the Power Ranger movie. Where you got the White Ranger, Red Ranger, Blue Ranger, Black Ranger, Yellow, and Pink Ranger. So it's six people, just like in this movie, six ninjas. And it's funny enough, they went to go get the ninja power in the Power Ranger movie, too. So they fight evil. They defeat them. Only for a bigger, badder evil to be released. And then they get their ass kicked. So then they get teleported And in this case, they go to the other side of the island, where it's a forbidden zone, where it's full of monsters and all these other things that they got to go through to get the new power to stop the evil. Damn. This movie ripped off Mighty Morphin Power Rangers of all movies. Oh, and then they got a master, too. Zordon. Wow. Wow, what a... Funny enough, he ends up kind of somewhat... Well, I think he dies in the film, too, as well. So, wow, this... Alright, let me get some positives out the way. Wait, do I got any? I don't. I might have just half smiled, like, twice, maybe, in the film. I was like, huh. It's kind of like an awkward laugh I did in the theater. It was like, huh. Sound like I was getting my balls rubbed or something. Like, that's what I did. I was like, I just sat there with my hand on my cheek and whatever, and just push it up, just going like, just ends. You know what? Just skip over. Maybe I'll think about positives when I get into my negatives here. My negatives is here, for a movie that's an hour and 41 minutes, this felt like it would never end. I was like, oh, God, just cut off already. And maybe that's just that thing, because I saw Kingsman, which was, you know, 2.5 hours, and I was enjoying myself and having a good time, and I didn't even feel the 2.5 hours. For here, I wasn't enjoying myself. I knew from the get-go, like, right off the bat, like, this was, like, not as the same as the Lego movie or the Lego Batman film. Like, this was strictly made for children. Like, with those other two movies, you could see where the adults and fans and stuff like that would get into, but in here, they made some of the lamest puns and jokes at the beginning of the first 5 minutes, where I was just like, oh my God, everything I said about that trailer, how when I did that solo trailer talk that time, and how this trailer, I think it was the Comic-Con trailer, and I was like, this trailer sucked. It pretty much was the same exact thing in the movie. What you see is what you get. This movie had no hype, no momentum going forward, and it shows definitely watching them. First of all, this movie had 11 writers. That's your first damn problem right here. I was looking at this up, and I was typing it in to do my little description detail, and I was like, wait, hold on. How many writers is this now? And I started counting. I was like, Jesus Christ. You know, it was made by the Lord Miller Production Studio here. I know they're on credited as producers here, which I think they should take their name off, because it kind of, when you see their name pop up, you just go like, oh man, that just ruins your track record right about there, even though you didn't direct it here. I think it was three directors that did this film. And I was like, Jesus, man. 11 writers, 3 directors, and for something that has no heart, is stale as hell. You know what? I will take that back. I did remember something I did like in the film. It was some of the more father-son moments that they had where, you know, he's talking about, there was a part where he was talking about his mom, or his wife, if you will, and how they met when they finally get the Gargamon, look at his name up, Garmadon, they get to his house, and his old, where his family lives and stuff like that, and he starts talking about his wife and how they met and stuff. I thought that was a really nice moment, and there was another moment, too, when Lloyd was doing it for his father and stuff. I was like, you know, this is where the movie should be at. It should be the heart of the movie itself. But it shouldn't delegate the other characters to having no personality and being background drops, because from what I heard about the show, everybody is useful and everybody does something. In here, nah-uh. Nope. And it's funny because this movie probably has some of the bad dialogue that that Power Ranger movie have. So they have a lot of things and similarities, if you will. Going on, though, my more negatives, too, is the jokes. I hated almost every joke in this film. There was jokes in here that just got to the annoying point where you just couldn't help and just, as I'm leaning on my armrest, whatever, my arm around, I'm just going, for real? Are you really saying that? And I thought Garmadon, he was annoying as hell at the beginning or whatever. And maybe that's the job of a villain, but he just kept going on and on. And I was kind of like, just somebody shoot a missile or breathe fire on him just to shut him the fuck up, please. Like, just please shut him up. He just kept talking over and over again, and it was, they kept doing it. It was repetitive as hell, where the moments where his son is like, is that all you remember 16 years ago? And he was like, oh, and there was this this little thing, I forgot what he was talking about, what he liked, and he just kept going on. It was just like, man, they were really like forcing it. Just felt trying too hard here, and I was getting bored out of my mind. This was the first 20 minutes of the film. And then they go on this adventure, which to find this ultimate weapon to stop the cat and Garmadon here. But then when, by the time that adventure was over, which was a really short adventure anyway, but by the time it was over and they didn't bring back any weapons, like at least with Power Rangers, they lost their powers. So they went there to go get new powers when they went to the forest or wherever they were at. And here, they went to go find an ultimate weapon that can help save the city. You know what that ultimate weapon was, people? I'm going to tell you this right now. This is why I'm really pissed off, because now I'm like, wow, this movie just really wasted my time. Then what was the point of this whole segment then, if that's what you just wanted to show me here? So the ultimate weapon, believe it or not, okay, you remember like, okay, you know how flames are out of Lego, the little fire that like comes out of a car or something like that? That's what they went to go get. And sure enough, it does absolutely nothing. The whole point of the trip was for them to realize the power within them, that they can control ice. They can control, this guy control water. Or this girl, sorry, what's her name played? I remember Naya, which was Abby Jacobson. She played that, but because she was the only girl on the team here. But he can control fire, you know? They realize that within themselves, they can control these elements here because Lloyd gave them the pep talk they needed to get their spirits together and summon the power of Ninjago, if you will. And I was just like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. We just literally wasted 20 minutes of this. Like, I can see if the adventure was fun or they had some great comedy or you really love the team. Or there was some good back-to-back dialogue going for it. No, it was none of that. It literally was just a waste of 20 minutes. I was like, y'all didn't even bring weapons back or whatever and stuff. And then not only that, when they get back to the city, it wasn't even those elements that helped them stop the giant cat and Garmadon. Even though Garmadon still, like, he helped them out and stuff like that. He still became an evil guy at the ending of this film. It wasn't even that. It was the power of just Lloyd talking to them. That was the power of green. It brings life to everything here. And that was his purpose there. So I was like, oh wow, we really just wasted a lot of time. This could have been a short. This could have been an episode actually on the TV show if that thing is still going on. I've never watched the show myself. I hear it's not even the same voice actors. So they really they got rid of the voice actors on the show and then hired well-known actors and comedians to come in and do this, which I was just like, that just sounds ridiculous. Why would you pay these guys more when you already have the cast of that doing it on a TV show? Why don't you just get them and pay them a less amount and just you get the same thing? You get a cheaper film, too. Because I'm not saying Dave Franco is expensive, but I know he ain't costing no pretty penny. Same goes for Michael Peña as well. And I'm sure Jackie Chan, well, he's trying to make a comeback, I guess, in some film. So, but I'm sure he got paid a nice little fee in here, too, as well. But I'm not going to lie. I was just bored out of my mind throughout this whole film. Now, they did have one character in here. And I wish I could remember who played him or whatnot. I don't even remember his name, to be honest. He was the robot. Why is there a robot ninja? Hey, just go along with it. It's a children's film. You ain't gotta like put in any thought or common sense or anything like that. No, just go along with it. I thought it was funny at first when he's like trying his hardest to play like a real life human, but like he has so many system malfunctions, he just can't help it but to break out into Android mode here. And this whole movie, I was just sitting there going like, why is he a robot? I mean, I chuckled a little bit, and I think most of the parts I chuckled at was at him, because I'm just like, I was just baffled on the simple fact that he's a robot, and I'm like, where did this come from? Where did they get him from? Like, what's his backstory? Like, did Master Wu here create him, or was he formed? Hell, what's her name? Naya, yeah, Abby Jacobson's character, she's sister to one of the Ninjago members on the team and stuff, and I'm like, I think it was Fire, maybe? Yeah, it was Fire. Her and the dude that played the Fire Ninja, they're brother and sister in this film. I was like, word? Like, they crowbarred that in there twice by saying, hey, leave my sister alone, or that's my sister stuff. But it was like, these other guys, they really have no purpose of being in this film here. So it just lacked this. It had no character development whatsoever. And everybody here is just one note. Nobody really changes or anything here. I thought Kumail might have stood out the most just because his voice is just the most unique. Plus, not to mention, if we're getting into Asian territory, he's probably one of the few Asians in the damn movie, if you will, besides Jackie Chan, and I think Olivia Munn's in here too, but I'm trying to remember, is she half Asian? Either way, though, this is supposed to be set like in Japan area and stuff. Last time I checked, Jackie Chan was Chinese, so it's kind of racist. But anyway, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. You know, I don't think any of these people are Japanese at all here. That goes back to my thing. It's just like, we got to hire a cast of Asian ethnicity. Yeah, but when we're talking about, like, what's her name? The Ancient One or something like that. We just can't put as some people claim, put a Chinese woman in there or whatever stuff. Yeah, it doesn't work that way when the Ancient One itself was not meant to be Chinese. So, and I think the same thing goes for here as well, too. If you're, like, set in a ninja world and it's supposed to look like Tokyo, which I'm not going to say this city reminded me, but it kind of reminded me elements of Big Hero 6 where they created their own little Tokyo. I think there was another movie, too, that created their own Tokyo. I'm blanking. Was it Inside Out? No, they went to San Francisco. Oh, I'm blanking on it now. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatball? It was some film, I can't remember, where they had their own little fake version of Tokyo as well. Either way, though, this one clearly looked like it. And not a person up in here was Japanese. I'm cutting this short. I don't really have much to say about this film. I kind of was bored with the movie. I thought the action sequences looked pretty bad. Even the beginning when they got to the first action battle sequence here, how the animation looked choppy as hell. This was the worst looking Lego movie here. And I gotta say, now that I'm thinking about it, it really did feel like a TV cartoon version of this. Like, this really should have been shortened down to 30 minutes and just put on the Cartoon Network of a final episode of the season or something like that. And that's just how it felt for me. I like to be a little bit lenient on the kids films, if you will, or the so-called animated films, just because I know they're targeting a certain audience for this. But there were some critics in here who brought their kids to the screener, and I will say this screener did give us I'm not gonna lie, I threw mine away. Well, I didn't throw it away, I gave it away to some other kid, but that might as well be the same thing to throw it away. They gave us like little Lego set pieces and stuff of the Ninjagos, and I was like, the hell I want with this. It's like, why would I want this? Do I look like Jackie Chan? I'm going to be putting this in specially made, crafted boxes, talking about, oh, this character right here, he's strong and brave. What the heck? No, here, kid, you want this? Yeah, take it. I didn't really hear any reactions from them at all in the theater. Might have heard a chuckle or two, especially when that cat showed up and just knocked that building down. That was kind of just a ha-ha moment right there. I heard some people probably got the biggest pop out of that. There were some people who were saying, oh man, that cat was weird, it came out of nowhere and stuff. I was like, word? It was in the trailer and it's got its own poster and everything. I was like, and then they kept going back to it in the movie as well too, because in Jackie Chan's little pawn shop where he's telling the story, he keeps making jokes on the cat, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, let the damn cat go already. I kind of knew where it was going already, but I thought it was going to be a story where he would have to team up with his evil father. They have to work together to stop this cat before he destroys the city that they both live in or whatever. Kind of went the complete opposite of that, but nah, I digress. Like I said, I like to be a little bit more lenient on these animated films because I know I'm not the target audience. But this year alone has just been just god-awful. This is probably the most fuck-its I've ever given to animated films this year. Yeah, I've given a lot to Smurfs. I think Despicable Me barely just got passed with a low stream it. That really was treading on low fucking territories. Cars 3 might have got streaming as well. I'm blanking on some of the animated films that came out. Either way, the Lego movie is just still the better animated film so far here. And I'm just praying to God Coco just doesn't fall into any of these trolls, which I doubt it will, because it looks like actually like it's got heart into it and I actually care what's going on in that trailer. The rest of these movies didn't really have nothing going for me. I really don't hate to do this because I'm not going to lie, I'm trying to think of some positives out of this film and I'm having a hard time do that. I was bored out of my mind. I felt like my time was wasted and it made me just really want to go back and watch the Lego Batman film, and I was hoping that he would have popped up and made a cameo just to make a quick joke and I would have been like, that's all I needed, but they didn't even do that, so yeah, I'll drop a fuck it on it. How about that? I didn't hate the film. I kind of did, though. I'm not gonna lie, yeah, I hated this film, so yeah, it's a fuck it.
Hello?
Who is this?
Lloyd Garmadon, your son?
I must have butt-dialed you.
It's okay, Lloyd. Nobody's parents are perfect.
I mean, my mom is weird and collects seashells. Your dad levels cities and attacks innocent people. So, they've all got their quirks, you know?